This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Last week, the College Board released the latest batch of SAT scores for high school students, and they're down nationwide. They're even worse in Texas. In fact, Texas scores are the lowest they've been in more than two decades, and they're below the national average. KERA digs into the results. The good news, more Texas high school students are taking the SAT. The bad news, their scores are dipping. Statewide averages were down last year from the previous year, down 6 points in reading, down 9 points in math, and down 7 points in writing. The average score in math last school year was 486. A perfect score is 800.
Testing experts tell us that the more test takers you have, the lower your scores will be because you're getting a wider array of academic abilities in the testing mix.
That's Debbie Radcliffe with the Texas Education Agency. She says this past school year, the number of test takers in Texas jumped by nearly 15,000 students, or more than 9%. The increase is fueled by minorities, kids whose first language isn't English, and low-income students. Another factor, more than two dozen school districts, including Dallas and Fort Worth, administered the test to all juniors and seniors. That means not all of those students are college-bound.
Something is happening at the high school level where we're just not making the kind of progress that we need to make, both in Texas and across the country.
The drop in the test scores comes as Texas high school students are no longer required to take Algebra 2. Radcliffe says students who take more classes in reading, English, science, and math tend to be better prepared on college admissions tests. She says Texas education officials do see a bright spot in the growing number of test takers.
We'd rather have more kids try to go to college than to have a smaller pool and earn higher scores.
Cindy Schmeisser, the College Board's chief of assessment, says more can be done across the country. Schmeisser says there are plans to redesign the SAT and provide free practice to students. Critics aren't convinced this will help.
The SAT scores are another strong piece of evidence that the nation's 10-year experiment with test-driven education in our public schools has been a failure.
That's Bob Schaefer, Public Education Director for the National Center for Fair and Open Testing. His group opposes tests like college entrance exams. He notes that hundreds of colleges either don't require the SAT or it's not a major factor in the admission process. He proposes coming up with a different way of assessing students.
That means looking primarily at the work that students do, the papers they write, the teacher-made quizzes that they take, their midterms, finals, projects, performances, science experiments, etc.
Schaefer says more higher-stakes testing won't magically transform education. Stella Chavez, KERA News.